Why live a normal life when you could be living the abundant life? Welcome to the Abundant Life Program with Ashley and Carly Terades.
Hello and welcome to Session 11 of Healed and Whole. We're so glad you're joining us today, and this is Session 11, and what are we looking at today, Carly?
So today we're going to be looking at hearing God, because really this is the foundational piece of everything that we've been teaching up until this point. You know, we kind of subtly wove this piece in all the way through our teaching series, but really we need to nail this down, because our relationship with the Lord is the most pivotal point in everything that we're talking about. And our ability to hear God as children of God will help us to walk in health and wholeness in every area of our life, but not only in the area of healing, in everything else, in just having victory in every area of our life. In John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, and I know that there are some people that are going to be watching this that are thinking, you know, you've shared all of these stories about when God spoke to you and these different testimonies and things, but I just don't hear God that clearly. And I want to know how to hear God more clearly than I do now.
Hear the voice of God.
Exactly.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I think it's important for me to say, we say, you know, God told me this and God told me that, and then I heard God say this and then I heard God say that. And you know what? I want you to let you know that at the time when God speaks to me, first of all, I'm never 100% sure it's God until afterwards.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing.
Exactly. So at the time, it feels, you know, I'm 90% sure, I'm 95% sure, but it takes faith to act on the voice of God. You know, it's very rare that you hear the audible voice of God. It's 99% of the time it's going to be God speaking to you directly. And sometimes you don't know that it's God. Sometimes you think, is this me? Is this God? Is this just my flesh? Is this the devil? Is this cheese pizza? What is this?
Right. You know, Who knew?
What's speaking to me? That's right. So I just want you to know, though, we don't have any type of special direct line to God. No minister out there has a special direct line to God.
You mean more special than somebody else?
Yeah, we don't have. Yeah, we obviously have a direct line to God. But what I mean is that when you hear ministers and you hear speakers say, God told me this and God told me that, I used to think, wow, that means like they just hear God so clearly. Yeah, we can hear God more clearly, but at the end of the day, it still takes faith to act on God's voice. And most of the time, you're never going to know it's 100% God until afterwards. Looking back at it and say, yeah, God definitely told me. But at the time, we're not 100% sure. So that's one thing I want to work out. But the other thing I want to tell you is, you know what? You can hear God's voice. If you're born again, you are his sheep, he is your shepherd, and you can hear his voice. And you need to start believing that. It takes faith. You need to start believing that. So start proclaiming that over yourself. Say, you know what? I can hear God's voice. Because I have people come to me and say, you know, actually the devil told me this and the devil told me that, but I just can't hear God clearly on this. And I think, well, how come you can hear the devil so clearly,
right,
and yet you can't hear God, who's your father?
You're spending a lot of time listening to the wrong voice.
Exactly.
Which actually brings us on to this scripture, which is really neat. This is in Hebrews 5, verse 13, 14. It says, "For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe," right? We don't want to be babes. We want to be mature in Christ. But verse 14 says, "But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have had their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." So through our ability to tune in and hear the voice of God more and more clearly, and that comes through, you know, quantity and quality time, right?
Yeah.
We'll be exercising our discerning, our discernment, so that we can tell what is good and what is evil and what is our flesh and what is God. We'll be able, the more time we spend listening to God, the clearer we'll be able to hear his voice.
That's right, definitely. And there's some no-brainers, obviously. Like, you know, if it doesn't line up with scripture, it's not God. God will never contradict himself. So if you think you've heard God's voice, but it's contrary to scripture, you have not heard God. That's either your flesh or the devil, but that is not God. God will never violate his word. God will never contradict his word. So one of the first things I do is I test it against scripture. I say, is this scriptural? You know, if God tells you, you know, well, go and rob a bank, that's how I'm going to provide my needs. Or, you know, divorce your wife and get a new one, that's how I want you to be happy in marriage. They are not godly. That's not God's voice, because that does not line up with scripture. So it's quite easy to for those types of things. Now, there's some things that aren't black and white in scripture. Things like what house to live in or what job to take and things like that. And that's where we need to hear the voice of God. And also, this is going to really help you minister to other people. Mm-hmm. One of the most powerful things you can do when you minister to other people is listen to God on the situation. I can't tell you the amount of times I've prayed for people and minister to people, and I think I understand what's going on, but I don't. Then I pray and I ask God and I start to realize, I hear God's voice. I realize that I minister that, and that's the root. God wants to get to the root. God wants to help people more than you want to help people. So when you hear God's voice in those situations, you're going to be a much more effective minister.
Right.
And that's what I believe Jesus did, by the way, because Jesus said, I only do what I hear the Father tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus even ministered like this. He mm-hmm. listened to God when he ministered. He listened to the
yeah,
Father.
That's excellent. And, you know, we've mentioned this before, but when Jesus ministered to people, even though they may have had they could have had exactly the same condition.
Mm-hmm.
He ministered healing to multitudes of people. I'm mm-hmm. sure he ran into the same condition more than once.
Right.
But every example that we have in the scriptures is that he ministers differently to different people. It mm-hmm. wasn't cookie cutter.
Right.
And I believe he was, you know, he says he only does what his Father was doing.
He heard the
Father tell him. And so I believe, you know, that the Father and Jesus were working together, and they were ministering right to the heart of the people in the way that the people could receive. We've given you several examples over the series of how Jesus met people where their level of faith was at, mm-hmm. because at their point of faith, that's where they're going to receive. And it's the same for us. When we come to that place where we are tuning in, listening to the Lord, listen to the Holy Spirit, he will lead us into all truth. He will show us the way of victory. We'll be able to hear him as he ministers to our heart, but also when we're ministering to other people, you know, we're going to get into the next session, we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. But in order to operate in the spiritual gifts, we have to first understand how to clearly hear the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because to operate in spiritual gifts, it takes being able to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Right? And so, you know, this seems very elementary, but the reason we're addressing this is because so many Christians still struggle and still feel like they have a barrier between them and being able to hear God's will clearly, hear God's direction clearly in their life, not just in the area of healing, but in so many other things. So what are some of the ways that God speaks to us?
There's lots of different ways God speaks to us. You know, I've got a few of them written down here. The mm-hmm. first way, I think the clearest way is through the Word of God, through His mm-hmm. Word. You know, His Word is a living Word. It's sharp and it's quick, and it's able to divide between our spirit and our soul. It's able to divide between our flesh and our soul. It's able to show the intentions of our hearts. So the Word of God is living. It's not just a book. It's not just words. It's living. The mm-hmm. Word of God is living. And I tell you, when you read the Word of God, it will speak with you.
Yeah,
I heard one people say this, you know, we don't read the Bible. The Bible reads us. It really is that living. So spend time in the Word of God. I can't tell you how many times the Word of God has spoken to me directly. And I'm sure you've had this experience too, if you're born again. But you'll be reading the Bible and you might read it for days and you don't feel anything. But then all of a sudden a scripture will pop out and speak to you. Or a passage will pop out and speak to you. Or you'll be in a situation and you'll remember a verse and it'll speak to you. That is God speaking to you. God uses His Word to speak to us. And it's definitely the best way to hear God's voice is through His Word.
It's almost like the Holy Spirit will highlight a scripture, mm-hmm. like it's jumping off the page to us.
Yeah, definitely.
What you're saying is here in, this is Hebrews 4 verse 12. It says, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
You know, so the Lord will bring clarity to situations. Maybe, you know, I think we talked about this maybe in the previous lesson. Maybe I'm getting confused. But how to discern whether a thought is from God or whether it's from the enemy or whether it's just our flesh.
Right.
You know, we mentioned the John 10:10 rule.
Right.
How to measure, take each thought captive and measure it up to the obedience of Christ. Is it, if it's good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's from the devil.
Right.
And that's what our relationship with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will help us to bring discernment to those thoughts and juggle between the two. One thing that really helped me. I was going to church for a number of years. I love reading the Bible, love the Word, but I felt like it was almost like the preacher was preaching in a different language. Like, right. I just did not understand Christianese. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I didn't get born again until I was 17, and then I started going to church, and it just seemed like everyone else got it, and I didn't. I mean, right. The preacher could preach a whole sermon, and I had no clue what he's talking about. And even when I read the Word, I mean, I'd find nuggets in the Word and I'd write out scriptures. But it's not like I felt like there's a piece of me that was missing.
Right.
And it wasn't until I was baptized in the Holy Spirit that suddenly I read the Word of God and it was almost like I was looking at it completely new.
So the baptism in the Holy Spirit really does bring the scriptures to life.
Yes.
I believe that's one of a big benefit of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is you're going to find the scriptures come to life. And also a practical thing you can do is get a translation that's easy mm-hmm. to read. You know, a lot of people use the King James translation. I think it's a great translation, but you know what? Those these and thous and thines
that was
and all
hard
that,
to get
that's hard to read. So personally, I read the New King James as my main version, and then I use other things like the Amplified and even things like the Young's Literal and the Message, just as a paraphrase, New Living, things like that. But my main Bible I read daily when I do a daily reading, and I'm going to read large chunks of the Bible, is going to be the New King James, just because I think the old King James version is too, those these and thous can trip you up sometimes.
It is difficult to understand. And really, honestly, I mean, people have their different preferences about which translations are the most accurate, but God speaks to us clearly through His Word.
Amen.
The most important thing is that you read your Bible regularly.
Amen.
So whichever translation works for you. When I was first born again, I started reading the Contemporary English Version, and then I like the Amplified as well. It doesn't, I mean, it doesn't really matter. The Lord's going to speak to you. You read the Bible.
Amen.
Right? Read
That's
whatever
the most
Bible
important thing.
you can receive from the most, and the Lord will speak to you.
Amen. I know some people say the King James, they prefer that because that's how Paul spoke. You know?
He spoke in King James.
Says,
wow.
That was the one that Paul, that's
really?
How Paul spoke about that. I was like, okay.
Amazing.
There's so many, anyway. And I'm going to go, no, that doesn't even warrant an explanation. So definitely the Word of God, and that's how we test things as well, is through the Word of God to test to see if we hear God's voice. Proverbs 6:22, I love it, says, this talking about the Scripture. Proverbs 6:22 says, when you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. The Word of God will speak with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Proverbs 6:22. I think it's really powerful. So it also talks about in Psalms, it talks about how the Word of God is a lamp to our feet. I love that too. So it really is, the Word of God really is the number one way that God's going to speak to you.
Yeah.
Another way I've got here is an audible voice. Now, this is rare. And I heard the audible voice of God one time. It was when I was 16 years old. I wasn't born again yet. I was laying in bed, and God's audible voice woke me up, and I heard it three times. It just called my name. And that's all what it did. And I knew then, the next morning, I knew God was real, and I knew God loved me. Just by Him saying my name, I knew He loved me. I knew He was real. And that following evening was when I gave my life to Him, and I got born again. But I heard the audible voice of God one time. That was it. Some people have, some people haven't. It's not a big deal. You know, in the New Testament, God's voice was audible quite a few times, and people said, oh, it was just thunder. You know, God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And some people said, oh, that's just thunder. They didn't believe it. So I think some people glorify the audible voice because it's so spectacular, but really it's not as powerful as the Word, okay? So the audible voice of God is out there, but I do not believe it's as powerful as hearing the Word of God through, you know, God speaking to you through His Word. So the audible voice, Word of God, or the voice of God is definitely an option as well. And, you know, Eli heard the audible voice of God who's working for Samuel. So that's the second one. The third one I've got is people. God can speak to us through people, right? So God can use other people to speak to us. And I've
circumstances.
Had, yeah, so many times people have spoken into my life. But, you know, with people, you've got to be careful because, you know, like Peter spoke to Jesus and said, Jesus, you don't have to go to the cross. You know, it's going to be okay. And Jesus turned around and rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. So people can speak to us, the Word of God. You know, people can speak to us and God can use people to speak to us. But also the enemy can use people as well to speak to us, even our loved ones. So basically, after the Word of God, all the others you have to measure with the Word of God. You can't.
Right.
You
That's
can't,
really a benchmark.
You can't use these outside of the Word of God. So I've got audible voice of God, people. People can speak to you. Circumstances, like you said, circumstances. Definitely, God can speak to us through circumstances. But it's really funny because I've heard people say, "You know what? We thought about moving into this ministry, and everything went wrong. Our car broke down. Our cat got sick. Everything
so
went
you,
wrong."
So in that case, you could use circumstances against something because you could interpret it incorrectly.
Well, then they say, well, it must be the Lord closing the door. We must be going down the wrong road because all the circumstances are against us and everything's going wrong. And then you get the same people who say, well, everything went wrong. It must be the devil trying to stop us, so we must be on the right track, you know, and vice versa. So you can't rely on circumstances.
And there's scripture that says, you know, a wide and effective door is open to us, but there are many adversaries, right? But here's the thing. There's something that we have called the inner witness as well.
Amen.
This is actually in Romans 9, verse 1. It says, I tell you the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, you may not have recognized it as an inner witness, but the Holy Spirit is our inner witness. In other words, maybe you've come across a situation where you've just had a feeling. It's like a strong unction is what it's described in the Word. You have an unction from the Holy Spirit is what it says in John, and you can know all things. It's that feeling on the inside that discernment that says, oh, you feel like you've either got a good feeling about it or maybe you have a bad feeling about it.
Right.
I remember one time you were about to head out, going up to Denver for something. You were going to go on the interstate.
Right.
And I just had this feeling, and I couldn't say it was thus saith the Lord, but it was just a strong unction on the inside.
I remember it was really strong. You said to me, be careful, be careful. And I was driving up the interstate, and I was remembering Carly's words going, be careful. So I was like extra diligent, extra vigilant, looking around. And this truck came and overtook me. And as it overtook me, I remember Carly's words, like, be careful, be careful. Now, Nothing was strange. It was just overtaking me. There was nothing strange about that. But because Kylie had said that, I had my foot hovering over the brake pedal.
More like, diligent.
Just in case something happened. And just as I had my foot hovering over the brake pedal, this guy just swerved right in front of me. He lost control. I think he had a blowout in one of his tires. He swerved in front of me, hit the barrier, and this truck actually rolled in front of me. Everything mm-hmm. came out the truck and hit my truck. And I managed to dodge him, and I pulled over on the hard shoulder, and I ran back to his truck on the interstate. And I remember running there saying, I was rebuking Death. I was like, no, right. Death. And he was in the truck. We pulled him out. He was fine. But his truck, I've got photos of it, actually rolled over in front of me. Now, I remembered your words, and I would have just been relaxing and not paying attention. Mm-hmm. I may have hit him, but because I was extra diligent, so you had that knowing on the
just
inside.
That inner witness.
It was just the Holy Spirit on the inside, right?
Yeah, I mean, and looking back, now, because that was a really weird feeling. And, you know, now with hindsight, well, that's why I had that. That was definitely God.
So now
God.
You can say it was God speaking to you.
But in the moment, it was just like, I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. It's just a regular journey. It's not bad road conditions. There's nothing in the natural to suggest that something bad is going to happen. I just have this feeling on the inside of me that I don't understand. You know, and as we spend time in the Word and we spend time practicing listening to the voice of God, we'll start to recognize those little funny feelings, yeah. as we might call them, as you know, and then we can ask, look, Lord, is this you showing me something? Can you confirm it? And I think that's perfectly acceptable. Yeah. The Lord, I've done that many times, and the Lord has confirmed
ask
it through
confirmation.
His Word. Yeah.
And I think a lot of these other ones we're looking at are really confirmations
right.
of that. So just to finish these off, I've got the circumstances that can be used either way. So mm-hmm. we don't want to rely on circumstances. They can just be confirmations one way or the other. I've also got dreams and visions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, God can speak to us through dreams and visions. I've had dreams. I've had visions of things. God showing me things in dreams. So God can speak to you like that. Again, they're usually confirmations. And then another one I've got, which is pretty strong, is desires. Mm-hmm. God can speak to us through our desires. So what's your desire? If you're spending time with God, if you're delighting yourself in the Lord, He'll give the desires of your heart. In fact, Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. When you delight yourself in God and spend time with Him and really delight yourself in Him, what happens is His desires get on the inside of you. And you know what? You'll start to desire things. You'll just start to want to do things mm-hmm. and it'll be God. Or you'll not want, you know, there'll be some things you don't want to do. You'll be like, right. No, I don't want to do that anymore. And it's not necessarily sin. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't want to do that anymore. And it's because God's leading you out of that and leading mm-hmm. you into something new. So definitely can speak to us through our desires. And the last one I've got on my list is spirit to spirit. And I think that's what you're talking about, is the still small voice. Mm-hmm. The example I use is 1 Kings 19, 11 through 12. And basically what happens is God came out, you know what? There was a wind and it broke the rocks. There was, I'm butchering the verse a little bit, but I'm just paraphrasing. There was an earthquake and it broke the rocks and there mm-hmm. was a fire. But it says God was not in the wind. God was not in the earthquake. Mm-hmm. God was not in the fire. And then a still small voice. And God was in the still small voice. You know, God speaks to us spirit to spirit, a still small voice. And hopefully you've experienced this. But if you've never experienced this, it's probably because God's so humble. And you know, you miss Him because you think, well, that's just me. That's not spectacular enough. That can't be God speaking to me. Wait, it sounds like my spirit.
God speaks to us spirit to spirit, Amen. His spirit to our spirit.
Amen.
And I think sometimes we miss it because God's voice on the inside of us sounds like us.
Amen. Yep.
When I'm listening to the Lord, I'm not listening to a man's voice inside my head.
Like a third party, a voice
it
outside
like
speaking
me.
To you. It's you inside. That's because mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 6:17. You know, it says we're one spirit of the Lord.
Right.
So we can't, our spirit doesn't end and God's spirit starts. It's like we're one spirit mm-hmm. of the Lord. So when God speaks to us, it sounds like us. So this is why we have to learn how to differentiate us and the Lord, because mm-hmm. it sounds like us. God is in us. God's spirit is in us. Our spirit and God's spirit are now one when you're born again. So that's why sometimes it does sound like us, and we need to determine how to know it's God and how to know it's us.
I remember one time we were in Bible college, actually, and we were... we'd kind of gotten a little bit of revelation on this. And
just enough to be dangerous.
Just enough to be dangerous. And honestly, you know, it just kind of got down on the inside of me, like, I want to hear you, God. I want to hear you in the small things. I want to have small talk with you. I want to hear your every whisper. I want to have everything that you have for me. And so we'd done this with the kids, kind of played Holy Spirit hide and seek every now and again, you know, when you can go and hide something and then you quieten yourself and you listen, you ask the Holy Spirit to show you where that thing is or that person is.
I usually do it for real when I lose my keys or when I lose my wallet.
Right, Holy Spirit, He's very practical.
Help.
Show me where I put those things. And so one day, I mean, we've just kind of been in this atmosphere of listening, trying to listen more intently and just being quiet and listening to try and hear the voice of God more clearly. And so one day, everyone's out in the farmhouse again, everyone's out and about, and I baked a pie, and I put the pie up on top of the stove to cool, no one's in the house, and I go upstairs to check emails on the computer, and our farm cats again, our cats got me in trouble so many times.
Those three cats.
Three cats. So they're all sitting around me. They were useless at catching mice, right? But they like to sit around the computer and watch me move the computer mouse so they could see it on the screen.
Okay.
So they'd love watching that. And so I'm checking emails, and then on the inside of my head, just randomly out of nowhere, I had this thought come to me, the cat is eating your pie. I thought, that's really weird. So I carried on doing my emails. And again, it came to me, the cat is eating your pie. And I'm looking around, one, two, three cats, they're all sitting there. They're thinking, the cat's not eating my pie. Well, after the third time, this time a little bit more loudly on the inside of my head, the cat is eating your pie. I'm like, Lord, is that you speaking to me? Because I know that this isn't, you know, I'm not thinking about cats eating pies. It's not it's not a train of thought that we can follow.
That's one way you can tell, right? If you have a train of thought, so you might, you know, you might have a thought and you can trace it back. It's just your natural train of thought.
It just
so
kind of
something will
prompt
you, you'll see something or remember something, and then that'll lead to a next thought and then a next thought and the next thought. And you say, why was I thinking about that? Oh, it's because I was thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can trace back your train of thoughts to see if it's just your natural thinking. So you wasn't thinking about the pie naturally,
and then
it worked up to it.
Exactly. It was just a random thought that popped into my head. And suddenly I realised, I think this is the Lord speaking to me. And in the end, the curiosity's got the end of me, right? So I go downstairs into the kitchen there, and on the kitchen counter is another cat.
Not our cats. The fourth cat. It was Chisholm. We had a fourth cat. We had three girl cats to chase the mice, and then we had a stray. And of course, our kids love the stray as well as our own.
We
ended up with four cats. That's four cats too many. But anyway, Karen.
But this cat was eating the pie. And as I went into the kitchen, I saw the cat sitting there eating the pie off the kitchen countertop. I hear this voice on the inside of me, the Holy Spirit, like, I told you. I'm like, wow. You know what? The Lord of the universe, the creator of the world, is even interested in my pie.
That's right. He's interested in the small things.
He's interested in the small things.
Sometimes we think God only wants to speak to us about the big, major, life-changing events.
Right.
But God wants to speak to us in the small things. He's God Almighty. He's omniscient. He can be everywhere all the time, and he's not limited to how much he can speak to us. So, he wants to speak to us about the small things.
And
God loves pie. So why wouldn't God try and protect your pie? He wants to protect your pie.
And cats that are hungry, apparently. I don't know.
It's a devil cat.
But, you know, the interesting thing about that, and I didn't realise this at the time, you see, when we start to practice listening to the Holy Spirit in the little things, we're going to hear him more clearly in the big things.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, we wait till we're in the middle of a crisis, in the storm of life and the wind and the waves are raging, when we try and hear God on something, and then we wonder why it's difficult to hear. You know, trying to hear God in the midst of an emotional event is challenging. It's challenging to, you know, get a grip on your emotions and calm your thoughts down enough to be still and hear God. That's why we need to practice hearing God in the little things, in the little everyday things.
Amen.
A few days later, I didn't know this then, but a few days later, I was driving the kids to school down our country lane by our house. And these are 60-mile-an-hour roads. They're national speed limit. They're two-way roads, but they're really only a single track with passing places and big hedgerows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down the road, and, you know, it's a clear day, nothing much going on. There's really no traffic on those country roads. And all of a sudden, I hear the Holy Spirit say, "Brake," really loudly. And that time, I didn't ask for confirmation. I just knew it was God, and I slammed my foot on the brake.
Did you recognize the voice from before?
I recognized the voice. And so I slammed my foot on the brake, and then out of a break in the hedgerows through a farm gate which I couldn't see, came a big tractor.
Wow.
If I hadn't have stopped right then, we would have had a head-on collision at 60 mile an hour.
Wow.
I mean, we had the three kids in the car, which we may have all been killed.
So that's why it's so important to hear God's voice. And actually, that's awesome. So hearing God's voice, a still small voice. I've got a few points here on the still small voice, what it can sound like. You already said some of these, but you said, you know, it can be like a hunch. It can be like just like a knowing in your knower.
Mm-hmm.
It can be like a hunch. It can be like intuition. I've already said this. It sounds like us. That's one of the biggest hurdles I find personally is, how do I know it's God? How do I know it's me? Because it sounds like me. Again, 1 John 4:17, you know what? As he is, so are we in this world. We are the same as Jesus in their spirits. 1 Corinthians 6:17, we're one spirit of him.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the word to help us divide between our spirit and our soul. That's why the word of God's so important. It could be a picture or an impression. Sometimes I have a picture or an impression of something. It's like I see something, like a vision, like I see something. So it might be a picture or an impression. It can sometimes be something that unsettles us. So sometimes you're going into something and for some reason you just feel unsettled. You were talking about this. Mm-hmm. You just feel a check in your spirit, like something's not right. Mm-hmm. And you can't quite explain it, but you know, it's important to go with that when it's God, because and the more you practice, the more you'll realize when it's God and when it's not. But if something unsettles you and you're not at peace about something, then you know what? That may be God warning you about something. So it's really, really good. I remember hearing a story about, like, for 9/11, for instance, you know, and it's horrific how many people died and it's horrible and everything else. But I've heard lots of stories about Christians who are at their desk working and all of a sudden they just had this unsettling, like, get out now.
You and just feel like they have to
leave. They jumped up and run out, and half an hour later a plane hit the building. So, and people say, what about all the other people? Well, you know, I've heard a preacher say that God spoke to everyone in that building because God wanted everyone out.
We have to have ears to hear. We have
some
to be listening.
Some people never even knew God, so they won't be able to hear him. Some people are too preoccupied to hear God and et cetera, et cetera. But God's always trying to warn us. God's always trying to help us. And I believe God's always speaking to us. It's a little bit like television receptions or radio waves. They're always there. It's just, are we tuned into them or not? Are we actually going to take the time to tune into them? I guess that type of illustration doesn't work so much as it used to because people don't use TVs and radios as much. But us old people, we used to have to tune our TV into the signals. You know what? And the signals were always there. The TV, the antenna was always putting out. It was up to us whether we wanted to listen or not. So it's up to us how much we want to listen to God. But I'm telling you, the more time we spend with God, the more we're going to be able to hear his voice clearly. But that still small voice is definitely one of the best ways we can hear God's voice. It's the knowing in your knower, right?
Amen.
I think we're going to have to revisit the hearing God's voice because we've got lots of other things to help people with hearing the voice of God. So
amen.
I think we're coming to a close on this session.
Let's pray for the people here.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, I just thank you that it is your will that we hear you clearly, that you say your sheep, and we're your sheep and we hear your voice.
Amen.
And Holy Spirit, we ask that you speak to us clearly, that we'd have ears to hear, that our ears would be tuned in, that we'd be focused, that ability to hear you would get sharper and sharper. We know, Lord, that it is your desire that we hear you clearly, and it's our desire too. So, Father, I thank you in advance for all of the times that you are speaking to us, that you're speaking to us, and Holy Spirit, we just ask that you bring your words to revelation on the inside of us, that they would bring forth fruit in our lives. And we make a commitment right here, right now, Lord, that we will tune in, that we will set aside time and tune in to hear you more clearly in our lives.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, and we praise you and we bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in the next session on Healed and Whole.
To order your copy of this teaching, visit our website, teredesministries.com.
Hey, I want to let you know about Carly's confession card she wrote. This is a card she wrote down. It's got scriptures about who you are in Christ. It's really neat. It's written on a prescription size piece of paper because this really is the gospel.
Amen.
This really
you can take it daily.
You can take this daily. This will really help you. There's a note on the top. You put your name here. You say, I am. And then there's a list of scriptures here that tell you who you are in Christ. It's powerful. I'm a party waiting to happen. 1 Peter 1:8. I have faith with God, praise God, Luke 2:52. Even before the creation of the world, I was planned, Ephesians 1:4. I'm just randomly reading some. There is tons of them on here. You're going to be so blessed. I use this card regularly. So go ahead and get your copy of this card by going to teredesministries.com. If you go there now, we will give you one of these cards as our gift, praise God. So go there now and get your confession card.
If you have been blessed by this program, we invite you to donate and partner with Teredes Ministries. Visit our website, teredesministries.com, and become a partner today. Coming up next on the Abundant Life program.
Now, the biggest challenge you're going to have is between the biggest battle you're going to have isn't between you and the devil, it's between you, your will, and God's will. When God asks you to do something, your will gets in the way sometimes. Your natural mind, mind, will, and emotions can say, I don't want to do that. And you can have a battle there between your will and God's will. I want to tell you, God knows what he's doing. He's been around forever,
he's
literally.
He's pretty smart, really.
He's been around forever, literally. He made you, and your 20, 30, 40, 60 years, 80 years experience on this world isn't even a speck compared to God's experience. So obey God, believe God, trust him. He knows exactly what's best, and he only has good things for you.
Join us next time for the Abundant Life program with Ashley and Carly Teredes.